It is time for sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And tonight is, of course, Thursday Night Football. It is, let's see here, the Miami Dolphins versus the Texans. Well, that's a pretty horrible game. The Dolphins are 4-3. The Texans are 4-3. Gosh, I don't know. I guess I'll take the Texans just because of their defense. That's the best I can do. I can't do any better than that. Oh, nice you to get up there, Mike.
Well, no, we had a technical difficulty this morning.
What happened? You too?
Well, today's football, right?
Yeah.
So the cat missed the box.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to figure out what that meant.
Well, I just gave my pick, so I'll have to tell you who I picked.
Don't tell me yet.
Why?
Don't tell. Because I don't know. I don't know who you picked.
All right.
So we're outside of the box.
Yeah.
So we got to go outside the box today, and I'm taking Miami, who stinks on the road.
I'm taking because I didn't have any input from the cat. I took the Texans. So.
Okay. Well, you know, we go with Stinky. Stinky missed the box, so Stinky on the road.
All right. So that's the pick. All right, now let's go right on to the World Series. Red Sox.
It's over. Yeah. Like we said, well, like I said back in July or August, whoever wins the National League is going to be a non-entity. And it's exactly what's happening. The Red Sox, 5 games the most, this is over.
Yeah. I said 6 the most,
when Price beat you, it's time to put the bats in the bag and go home. He beat the Astros. That eliminated them. He beat the Dodgers last night, and that's going to be the end of them. The Dodgers are dead.
Yeah. And you have to give credit to the Red Sox.
They're a better team. The Dodgers aren't that good.
They're a better team.
The National League's a terrible league.
And you know what? They've just played well all year long, the Red Sox. They really have. Except they had one period where I think it was 12 games where they didn't play well. Other than that, they've played well and strong through injuries and everything all year long. You just got to tip the hat to them.
Yeah, they're going to win the World Series. If they don't win the World Series, I'm shocked. It'll be the biggest upset since the Mets winning in 69.
All right.
Especially now that you're up 2-0. And I was talking to a friend of mine last night, somebody in Vegas or one of these, I don't think it was Vegas, it was one of these local gambling shops, I might have even been in New Jersey, put $500,000 down after game one that the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, and it was $500,000 to win, I think, $350,000. So for those of you that are not too math efficient, that's less than even money.
Less than even money.
If you bet 500, you win 500. That's even money.
Yeah, for better. That's pretty stupid.
So what's that? No, it's not stupid. What's that telling you? The bookmakers say that there's no way the Red Sox can lose.
Yeah. All right.
Because now today that 500,000 are probably going to get you 100, makes it 1-5.
Now it's funny while we're talking about the Red Sox. A friend of mine, Dick Trekesser, who used to be a sales manager of mine. I've been talking to you about all along the 14 back. He just saw it, and he said to watch it because even though the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, and I'm a Yankee fan, Red Sox and Yankee fans will enjoy this show.
Red Sox fans will definitely not like it.
Oh, no, because it goes, no, I'm telling
you. They lose. How are you not going to like something where you know you're going to lose?
Because they interview all the Red Sox players. And it's great to see what they have to say about that season. It really is. Especially Spaceman Bruce Lee. Not Bruce Lee. What was his name? That pitcher.
Bill Lee.
Bill Lee. He was unbelievable in this.
Well, let me ask you one question, because obviously you saw it.
Yeah.
Did any of the Red Sox players say they had a good year that year?
They said they had portions of a good year.
That's not my question.
No, they did not.
Did any of them say they had a good year?
No.
Then
no.
Why would a Red Sox fan want to watch themselves lose a 14-game lead?
because the interviews, they had Yaz.
Would you watch a Giants Super Bowl where they're winning 35-0 at halftime and lose 38-35? Did you watch replays of that?
I've watched.
You have?
I've watched replays.
Which one were they winning 35-0 at halftime?
I've watched replays of several miracles in the Meadowlands where they lost to the Eagles.
Regular season games. You're not talking about what happened with the Red Sox.
I was live when the Giants lost to Baltimore. I was at that game. I watched that.
Winning 35-0 at halftime?
No.
Well, this is like a 35-0 lead at halftime that the Red Sox blew. No self-respecting Red Sox fan would ever watch this.
Oh, I beg to differ with you. It's great. I beg to differ with you.
Do you know of any?
Yeah, I know of at least five or six of them that have watched it.
Who?
Friends of mine that have heard about it on the radio here that are Red Sox fans that have watched
it. They're not real Red Sox fans.
Oh, they are. Oh, boy, are they. Oh, boy, are they. They're more Red Sox fan than I'm more of a Yankee fan, as a matter of fact.
That's impossible.
No, it's not. Anyways, it's just a great thing to watch. Well, anyways, so the Red Sox are going to win the World Series. Now we've probably put the curse on them, Mike.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think
so. No curse.
You said
the same thing when I said the Red Sox are going to beat the Yankees. How'd that work out?
Well, they didn't. It worked out fine, but I didn't join in with you on that one.
Well, that's true. You're like Kryptonite to Superman.
Yeah,
but I don't even think you can screw this one up. I don't think even the great Marshall Miles can go the wrong way on this one.
You just don't know.
It's not going to happen. Dodgers aren't that good.
No, they really aren't. They really aren't.
Their two best pitchers got beat. Do you think because they're going to go home cooking's going to help them? Last I checked, Boston went to Houston and won, which was a real tough place to win. It's not like La La Land.
Yeah.
It would be great. They go to L.A. for three now, so... Yeah. It's going to be great to watch the Red Sox win in La La Land. They may have to, you know, make sure that the police are heavy police presence in the parking lot to make sure that there's no accidents on the way out.
That's right, because there won't
be any peeling rubber leaving.
There won't be any riots on the field, that's for sure.
No. And, you know, the Red Sox, they're playing good ball, and the Dodgers aren't good. This is just a mix for success for the Red Sox.
All right, before we...
Hey, what about the fire sale in Giant Stadium?
Which one now?
Pretty soon there's going to be two for one.
Which one now?
Well, take your pick. There's a whole bunch of them left. And the trading deadline is next Tuesday, so expect a lot more after Sunday.
Why, did something else happen after the other one I mentioned the other day?
Oh, Apple left, and there's a couple others, too.
Oh, I didn't see that at all.
Max Harrison is gone. Another guy. I think there's three or four of them that are left already.
That's good. If you're a new coach, you might as well pick your players.
He might be a new coach, but he's not going to be the old coach. That's for sure.
You know what? I haven't said that out loud, but the thought's been in my mind.
1-6. 1-6, and he's treating the media like they're doing something wrong when they ask him, why do you stink?
Do you remember Bill Parcells for a season, what he went?
No.
3-13.
Mm-mm. Well, this ain't Bill Parcells.
No, you're right. It's not Bill Parcells.
You could tell that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this week, the players. In a couple of weeks, the coach. Who's going to be their new coach? I wonder who it's going to be. Maybe Alex Rodriguez. What do you think?
For the Giants? Yeah, no. Not even the Yankees.
Bring back LT.
That's right. Have LT be the coach.
Heavy pharmaceutical deliveries to the locker room.
That's it. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.